Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm your co-host, Jeff Williams. In the studio today is somebody who has become, through a Facebook group, right? It's a group. Mm-hmm. She's the queen. She's got it dialed in with 217 Foodies. That's correct, right? 217 Foodies?
That is correct. That's where it all started.
That's where it all started. Nicole Shamady Kopp, welcome to Community Voices.
Hello and thank you.
You have like 67,000, or what's the amount of followers you guys have now?
Well, I think for foodies, we're up to getting near 68,000.
68,000.
So, and we've partnered off into some other groups as well that have different functions and purposes that probably overall, we're probably over 100,000 for the total of five groups that we have.
The five groups. So what are all the groups that you have?
Foodies started it out first, so we're on our sixth year of that. Started out as a group of food nerds. A friend of mine, Tony, created the group, and he said, hey, we're just, during COVID, sharing recipes and trying to support who's open so we can eat. Then it became like, well, I'll share this recipe with this friend. They joined the group and so on and so on, and then it just took on a form of its own.
It blew up, man.
And people were loving it because it was all local based. It's pretty much maintained to be spam free, so there's not a lot of ads or junk in the feed, and just my mouth usually running.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
From there, the following year, I was like, you know, everybody was still getting opened back up, and so I was like, well, what about the bars and the bands? You know, a lot of bars serve food, but the ones that don't, they need some love too. So
yeah,
we branched off into the 217 Boozers. 17,000 with that one right now.
That's great. That's great right there.
Pushing.
You know, that's
so that was good resource for the nightlife and bars and bands and stuff to branch out and advertise where they're playing and all that stuff for gigs.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we went to a coffee drinkers group, the 217 Java Suites and Bakers and that kind of thing. So that was head up by one of our foodies members who said, hey, they should have their own showcase.
Right.
We did that. Then we've got a 217 Bosses group that is strictly just for business owners to kind of like barter back and forth with each other with businesses that they're supporting, like who's doing your paving, who's doing your window washing and that kind of thing. So that has been really resourceful for them.
I was going to say that's a good resource for them without getting caught up in everything.
Cool exchanges through there because you'll see like somebody, oh, I ran out of medium styrofoam cups. Does anybody have some they can run to me? And they take care of each other. There's a lot of good community people in there doing that. Just within this last year, we decided to branch off and try a 217 What the Health.
And oh, right. Okay.
It is a health-based group for resources for everything from, you know, who's your favorite doctor for this or that. There's suicide resources, mental health resources, veterans links and resources. It's just a little bit of everything. And it's kind of been building up in this last year. And it's been, we're at about almost 3,000 members with that. But it's really picked up a lot in the last few months.
Yeah, that's super cool because it might not be thousands and thousands, but for the group of people, that's a really important resource. Yeah, I didn't know you had the one for the coffee one, you know? But I've only had coffee in my mouth like three times in my life, you know?
Man.
And I've spit it out twice.
Well,
I just
in
not
all
a
fairness,
coffee drinker.
I mean, it's got some links for like your herbal teas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then our local bakers, it's good for them
too. Yeah.
Home chefs and stuff like that, they like to showcase their goods and get them out there. So we like to get behind that.
So do you, I don't know if you really track much stuff like that, but it goes over, Pittsfield would be part of it. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? And Quincy's then? Still
yes.
would be part of it
yes,
too.
We have some audience out that way. We can track it and see where people are coming from, and we really are trying to branch out, especially with some of the smaller groups, trying to push that and get them involved as well, because 217 goes broader than I ever remembered when
I was
younger.
Yeah.
So I definitely like to try to include them, and it's a matter of us as the admins also trying to find people who we can reach out to and say, hey, do you want to share this group? Because it's for your area as well. A lot of people think it's, you know, Springfield foodies. We're really trying hard to branch out as much as possible.
Right. Well, every now and then I see somebody's like, that's not a Springfield. And it's like, dude, it's not. This is 217 isn't all Springfield sometimes. You know, it's like, I'm sure you've got a corral. Well, I've seen where you have to kind of corral people. Say, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
So chill out a little bit. We're just talking about food. We don't have get to
some passionate folks out there.
There's some passion, man. There is some passion. So yeah, then on the other side, I guess it would go over to like Danville and the state, but not quite up to like Peoria, Bloomington, or 309.
We've gotten some 309 shares. We encourage the people, especially with foodies, people who travel. I do it all the time. Even if I go out of the country, I was sharing things from when I went to the Dominican Republic. So, go ahead and show us what you're eating. That's what it's for. We love that.
Right.
And it gives people ideas. People are every week asking, what can I get in Peoria or what's good in Bloomington? So there's people that love to eat up there. So go ahead and share it.
Cross share that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Dominican Republic?
When I went there, I was sharing food pics when I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Supposed to be taking a break.
Oh, right.
It doesn't
right.
happen so well with me. And I was amused by seeing fresh lobsters just laid out on this buffet for everybody's and lobster here is like the delicacy, or out there it's just laying
it's
all
just
over
all
the place.
Over.
And I'm definitely big on trying new foods now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I tried probably a dozen things at that point in being over there, but I couldn't tell you what they were.
Right. Oh,
I'm a visual eater too. I see something, I'm like, oh, that looks great.
Good.
Let's try that.
Yeah, not necessarily remember the name.
No,
I know
not at all.
I'm like that. When you first started it, I'm sure you were just like, okay, cool, let's just, want to get this group together.
Just a group of food nerds. My buddy was, like I said, invited us in, a couple of us, and we noticed the increase in members. So it was like, mm-hmm. Let's have a couple more people sit in and moderate. But everybody kind of wanted to be the silent partner. Because the group creator, Tony, a good friend of mine, he never wanted to be that vocal.
Right.
So he just said, do what you need to do and run with it. So as I, being a social person as I am, got used to putting it out there and sharing everything and talking about this and that. And I'm like, oh, well, this looks good, so let's post that. This person likes this, so we'll talk about that. I just got to end up being the voice somehow, and I didn't intend for that to happen, but people were paying attention, and for some reason, they were listening to me.
Right.
So I kind of did take the ball and run with it as far as being the advocate and just showing people the ropes and what's in Springfield, because we got a lot of great food, especially in Springfield, and people don't believe me.
It actually, I do. Sometimes I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't been here.
I still have a list of things that I have not been to and probably had them on there for the last 5 years. And I just can't get to everything.
It's hard to
give up your favorite.
You've got some name recognition. Because with your dad.
That helped.
it helped. Will, I knew your dad, Mickey, way back. And for people who don't know, Mickey Shamity, your dad. I mean, that's cool to, talk about some. Now, was he in bands, he was in Nasty Nasty? Was mm-hmm. in other bands than
His
that?
His first bands back in the early 80s, it might have even been in the 70s after I was born. It was mm-hmm. He had one called Stud, and I don't know much about that history.
Right.
But
on.
From there, he went on to Tough Luck, and they had little LPs and stuff like
Tough
that.
Oh, I remember Tough Luck. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
They went
for
from
sure.
Nasty Nasty, and then they formed with some members of Rock House and became House of Nasty. So
yep, I remember
he's had
that
a little
too.
Bit of transition throughout the time, but
yeah.
He's always been himself otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we first started playing, it was by the state fairgrounds, kind of sang them, and so it must have been either the main gate,
Franny's.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those two, and it must have been kind of like an all-day sort of a showcase sort of a thing. And like I said, this was early on. We just played a handful of shows outside of just playing our house. I remember they were the first band where I was like, oh, these dudes are living it. They're you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they really did, because everything I saw before that, and they were more in the metal side, and we were kind of more coming up somewhat in the punk rock side of things. But I remember seeing, and I was like, oh, these dudes aren't messing around, mm-hmm. man. They really are. They're owning it, where a lot of times people, they got to keep it a little bit more conservative, I guess you'd say, or something. Then they've got other jobs that they got to do.
Oh,
but those dudes were they were living it. And I loved
it,
man.
As soon as he got up out of bed and his feet hit the floor, he put on his eyeliner or painted his nails and he was ready to go.
Dude,
he's the rock star.
It was him. It was cool, though, too, because I'd see him, all those guys. That is so cool, because they were straight up owning it all the time. And it wasn't it wasn't like a front. So anyhow, I just really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yes, they really.
And I was one of my. That's why I'm really big on original music too, because my dad wrote a lot of his own songs. They did a lot of cover stuff, don't get me wrong, but he had some really good songs.
Oh yeah, yeah, they definitely.
And it's still available on TouchTunes Jukebox now.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah.
Well, that's good for people out there to know too, man. Check out Nasty Nasty. Those guys are on fire, man, for sure. Well, okay, so back to 217 Foodies and some other
217 What the Health.
What the Health. What the Health. Okay, so that's a good one for people if they want to check that one out.
It's been really cool. And, I mean, a lot of it is reshared information that places already post themselves, but you still want to get as much outreach as possible when you're trying to spread awareness for things. You know, we just kind of give it a little boost and hope for the best with it, and hopefully it'll help somebody.
It becomes a good resource for people. Sometimes people, if they're on there, they don't, you know, they can't search for every doggone thing. Mm-hmm. They don't have time. And so if it's able to get to a place that has that broader reach, so that's a really good resource.
It's good
too,
to
for sure.
Lean on that for educational purposes, too, because there's people that'll bring something to my attention even. And I'm like, oh, what is that? Let me Google this and find out more about it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I understand. And then there are people out there that will interact. And it's like, okay, people aren't alone. So it's good to know.
And so, like, when you did, like, when you first were, it was kind of during COVID, like you said,
for
right?
The foodies,
for the foodies was during COVID. And when you first started to see it, when it did take off, was it, like, within the first, like right away, did it seem? Or was it kind of, like, this slow, like, build?
I would say at the beginning it was maybe within 6 months we noticed there was something trending about it.
Right.
And that was fueling my fire, wanting to interact with more people. So I was having fun with it in the beginning. I was doing polls like every week of, you know, just different goofy questions, food related. And I kind of started running out of material. So
right.
I would switch into just topics and go from there. And it was just the simple stuff as far as people talking about, does your cheese sauce on your horseshoe go over your fries or under your
right.
fries? Do you want it on the side? And again, people get passionate. And
oh, yeah.
One way is the only way.
There's the only way. Some of these people feel there's no doubt.
We've had some good contributors from the locals. The feedback was what kept me going and keeps me engaged with it, because one of my favorite examples was, I think it was about into the second year of it, Lulu's Diner on 9th Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They, great people, love them to pieces, and also great food. So they were just getting up and running, and I had eaten there and made comments about how wonderful I thought their French toast was. Talked about their French toast for like 2 weeks. I got a message from the owner later on. He's like, our profits on French toast were up like 30%
wow.
because you were talking about it. So I was like, oh, so people do listen.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, there might be something to this. And there's been a lot of that with businesses that have said, I think that we kept our doors open a lot because of foodies. And that's very humbling.
Oh, yeah. A lot of different places that have their, they have their people. It is kind of cool how food does create this community. Different areas, different people have their communities where they have their favorite places. Once again, in the studio with Nicole Shamady Kopp with 217 Foodies and
217 Boozers, 217 Java Sweets and Treats, 217 Food and Bosses. It's actually shortened. It's 217 F&B, but that is strictly for business owners only, so there's no outside member engagement.
Right.
And then 217 What the Health.
Foodies is crazy.
Foodies is the main. We have a lot of fun. There's 12 of us who admin.
Oh, really? Yeah, you have 12? Okay.
You have to take care of things, and we can pretty much predict how things go on a daily basis, what time, who's going to post and whatnot. And we've tried to really keep the spam and duplications down, and I'm still trying to keep engaged with people as far as, I'm always the contest runner, so I've got a contest running now. We've got a $100 gift card for Indigo up for grabs, and
a pair
of tickets for Donnie B's for a comedy show. So that was donated by Mike over there at Indigo, and he's been great. He donates every month for like the last few years, so that's been awesome. And our Christmas contests are always a big deal, so we try to be very resourceful with the food too. We always do special occasion featured posts and such like that. Like, we've got Easter coming up and St. Patty's Day, so it's like, here's the tab for all the corned beef specials and all your shenanigans and everything.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll have Easter dinners, Mother's Day, Father's Day. There's always something every month featured in that tab that we keep up top of the page. So,
right.
And we encourage people to, you know, pitch in, and if they know something, go ahead and list it for us.
So right on.
We hope for that.
right. Is there a place that's like the smallest or furthest, like off the grid kind of a place that you've been to because of like seeing it and like, you know, I'm going to go over here and try this?
Yes, it's a place in, it's by Lake Shelbyville, and I never know how to say the place. It's like Earl's Smokehouse or Earl's and Rose's Smokehouse.
Oh, Rosie and Earl's Smokehouse in Findlay, Illinois? Earl's is spelled like IRL'S.
It was a little bar off of the beaten path, and they had like the best barbecue ever. I found it on there, somebody suggesting it. Again, my bucket list is pretty broad.
Well, that's cool. Like there's like Naples, Illinois, that Evangel, the Botel.
Yes, I'm dying to go there.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's cool. I think originally it was like a boat hotel,
yeah,
Botel.
That's what I heard.
And it's not. And actually, I talked to my mom about it because I was like, there's this place. And she's like, oh, yeah, she remembered it because she used to work way back for Illinois Bell, right? Mm-hmm. Like way back. But she said she used to get calls for that in Naples, Illinois, in a tiny little town right on the river.
It's highly rated.
Definitely. If you do get the cheese curds, man.
I love cheese, but for some reason, I am not a cheese curds, mozzarella stick kind of girl. I don't understand.
You know
it.
What? I don't like cheese curds or mozzarella sticks either. They're the exception. I'm not, no pressure.
Oh,
no
I
pressure.
Would totally, I'll believe you.
But I was like, oh my God, these things are crazy. Anyhow, I'm not trying to get too crazy with that. But
I never really say no to many things. I mean, I live well with my food, so.
Right. All right. Well, Nicole, thanks a lot for coming by, for sure.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
appreciate
it's been great.
It.
It's great to talk about all your things. You have food. Talk about food. Now I'm hungry, doggone it.
Universal, and it is a necessity, so go eat something good.
Yep, definitely. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.